one topic we're hearing more and more from leaders about is this idea and this problem of technical debt. It's becoming a hot topic, but how do you define it in your work?
Yeah. So tech debt for me isn't just infrastructure. It's effectively tech debt of how you're utilizing your IT assets and your IT resources. You know, today in our very complicated world, right, there's a lot of economics play a role in organizations, and there's, you know, push at times for cost takeout and whatnot. And tech debt, you know, as you continue through the course of a life cycle of tech debt, and are you utilizing resources effectively, doing a return on investment can be hard to justify. So an ROI could be hard to justify. Why do I need to change something? It's working, leave it alone, but not realizing over on the other side of the equation, you could effectively, you know, put yourself at a cyber risk or a litigation risk or something to that effect and cause more damage. And so having this notion of it's not just about, you know, this notion of infrastructure, but how efficiently are you running an IT organization so that as you identify tech debt, maybe, hey, I want to move off multiple finance systems or multiple HR systems, right? You can sit back and say, hold on, we're going to do that. We're going to take that money and reinvest it in something else. So you kind of need to think of tech debt while it's, you know, industry standard of, you know, thinking of things that are on-premise versus cloud. Think of it more of, you know, this is a technical debt that we've had and it's not where our roadmap as an organization is going to go, Jenny. And so how do we effectively move from one side of the equation to the other, knowing that you might not have a tangible return on investment, a dollar amount. And so having said that, just consistently reminding IT leaders of, you know, when you think about running IT, it's looking broadly and saying, what are we doing? Not just to keep the lights on, but how are we helping to transform, and always keeping your pulse on that, right? Identify opportunities. More importantly, you know, technology is changing so fast. I reflect, you know, few months ago, AI seemed to be just kind of a casual acronym, and now it's everything I hear every day. And I can only imagine what months from now it's going to be like and whatnot. So,
and you brought that up, which is oftentimes organizations are wanting to do the fun thing, the new innovation, the AI, whatever it is. But there's always got to be a balance in enterprise to make sure that, to your point, sometimes taking care of the existing, keeping the lights on, can actually turn on other capabilities down the road. So can you share an experience from your past where an organization, how you approached looking at these different options?
Yeah. And so, look, you know, working with IT leaders in my past, definitely have leaned into the whole Gartner run, grow, transform, right? And so I like to call it keep the lights on and transform, right? Keep it simple and lean into, here's how we look from a financial lens of keep the lights on. Here's how we look on what we're doing to transform the business. And then leveraging that as a metric internally to say, and then that's part of the storytelling, right? Here's the percentage of our costs that we are doing to advance the business. And here's what we're doing to keep the lights on. More importantly, within an IT organization, what I think helps develop the brand even more so for IT and become that really trusted business partner is to say, I'm now looking at keep the lights on or the run space. Here's what we can do to either automate or find more efficient ways of doing things. Or maybe there are processes that are just mundane and just, why are we even doing them, right? And asking those questions and then coming forward to the business and saying, I can unlock changing something that has a financial impact. My ask is I'd like to use that for innovation, for some of the cool things that are coming that could really help transform our business. I think not just, you know, from a financial lens, you're showing and demonstrating how to do it. I think what's really the most important critical thing that I just said is it's showing IT being proactive. They're not just in the background, sitting back there taking tickets, fixing your laptops. They're showing how IT can be leveraged to help advance technology and where our world is going, which is what makes it really neat and cool.
And one thing I've seen in the new update to the TBM framework is this idea that there's value even in things like mitigating risk. There's value in security and working on things like that. So do you feel like that language of value is a way to help organizations really see this as a whole? Like, you don't have just one or two parts. You can actually play with many different business value drivers.
Yeah. And, you know, cybersecurity is another example of like a return on investment. You really can never understand the return on investment until there's something, a cyber incident happens at an organization, right? And so having said that, you know, it's a great example of sitting back and saying, hey, we as an IT organization not only want to do great things for you, but we also need to protect us, right? And as part of protecting us, we're going to look at our keep the lights on, and here's how we're going to do things differently to help ensure that we're protecting our overall organization. Nowadays, you hear it in the news frequently, this happened to this organization or this happened. And so just being mindful of keeping abreast of, you know, sometimes you might need to leverage money from your keep the lights on to fund things that are cool and sometimes the stuff that's not cool. But at the end of the day, it's the right thing to do for the overall company.
So thank you, Amy. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm so glad we got to hear your insights and experiences running TBM in multiple organizations. And I hope everybody enjoyed that episode. Please come back.